Satan remains a defeated foe. In his summary dismissal, Satan had proof that Jesus was the Son of God. Divinity flashed through suffering humanity. Writhing with humiliation and rage, Satan was forced to withdraw from the presence of the world's Redeemer. Christ's victory was as complete as had been the failure of Adam. So we may resist temptation and force Satan to depart from us. Jesus gained the victory through submission and faith in God, and by the Apostle he says to us, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it, and is safe." Satan trembles before the weakest soul who finds refuge in that mighty name. After the foe had departed, Jesus fell exhausted, with the pallor of death on his face. Angels had watched their loved commander as he had endured the test, greater than we shall ever be called to endure. They now ministered to the Son of God as he lay like one dying. He was strengthened with food, comforted with the assurance that all heaven triumphed in his victory. Warming to life again, his great heart went out in sympathy for man, and he went forth to complete the work he had begun, to rest not until the foe was vanquished and our fallen race redeemed. Never can the cost of redemption be realized until the redeemed stand with the Redeemer before the throne of God. Then, as the glories of the eternal home burst upon our enraptured senses, we shall remember that Jesus left all this for us, that for us he took the risk of failure and eternal loss. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing.